Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books. My guest is Mara Roosevelt. She's the great-granddaughter of President Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, and she's out with her first novel, Baby of the Family. In the book, we meet the Whitbys, a New York family dynasty. Patriarch Roger dies and leaves everything to his fourth wife's son, Nick, who he adopted. But Nick, a political activist, is nowhere to be found and is apparently on the run from the law. Only two of Roger's children from different marriages, Shelley and Brooke, seem interested in finding Nick. The three eventually unite and are faced with a future that is hampered by their past, and family secrets abound. It always makes for a good novel. Mara, this novel was originally a short story. How long had the novel been inside you before, though?
You know, by surprise out of the short story, because I just started, the short story was about the character Shelley, who's one of the half-siblings that the story is really focused on. And Shelley is in her early 20s, she's very lost, and I started to write about how she drops out of college and gets this sort of seedy job off Craigslist. And then after that, I just sort of imagined Shelley's life and what her upbringing was like and what her family was like, and then the whole story of the Whitbys sort of evolved out of that.
Well, the book is set in New York's Upper West Side. How did you draw on the actual location for the book setting?
You know, I think of this as a very New York book, and I actually spent a lot of time just kind of wandering neighborhoods. So I would wander around I live in New York, but I live in Brooklyn, but I would get on the subway and wander around the Upper West Side and the Upper East Side and the Wall Street area, trying to sort of get inspiration from the streets and the old buildings around them.
There's conflict in this story between Roger's children. They're all from different immediate families. How much of the conflict is due from their inconsistent parentage?
You know, I think a lot of it. I think that's a lot of where these issues for these adult children arise. And they, as they work through the conflicts with each other, all sorts of unsavory things like greed and jealousy and various insecurities come out for Brooke and Nick and Shelley. I think that comes a lot from their inconsistent parenting, but also from the way their parents didn't help them deal with the expectations of their last name.
Well, and your grandfather James was married four times and had different children, both natural and adopted, with each wife.
Yeah.
How did the relationship of James' children reflect the relationship between Roger's children in the book?
You know, my grandfather's children from various different marriages all get along very well, and my father and his full biological siblings seem to be very much at peace with their half siblings and really with their father, even though he had these multiple marriages. But I think I'm really the one in the family who is interested in those dynamics and trying to sort of push to see to hear about the specific stories between my aunts and uncles.
We read in the book about the Whitby Grand Hotel. It's modeled after the Waldorf Astoria on Park Avenue. What makes an old-fashioned hotel such a great character for a novel?
You know, I just think that old hotels and old buildings have so many stories contained in them, especially something like the fictional Whitby Grand or the Waldorf Astoria, where there were these really prominent events that took place there. That's really why I chose to put this old hotel in the center of the story.
We seem to romanticize history a lot, and New York arguably has a very romantic history, more so than a lot of other cities in the country. Is that somewhat distorted from reality, though, from what you've researched?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the New York I was writing about is not not really it's a fictionalized version of the city, for sure. And the way that the characters travel with ease within it is certainly not true. I can tell you from taking the subway this morning. but I did want to, I think even in the minds of the characters of Susan Scribner, who's Nick's mother, and Roger, the patriarch, they romanticize New York. So that's how I wanted to portray it.
I'm chatting with Maura Roosevelt about her book, Baby of the Family. Maura, how do the Roosevelts, the reverence assigned to the Roosevelts of New York compare to the reverence assigned to the Kennedy family nationwide?
You know, I think that, the Kennedys are still fairly active in politics, and they have a sort of, my mother is Irish American, and so I know that in the Irish American community they have this, great. There's so much reverence for them. Whereas the Roosevelts in New York are there's several landmarks named after the Roosevelt family, but I do feel that the Roosevelts' influence in New York City is more of a thing of the past.
Well, I look at the Kennedy family. I used to watch John F. Kennedy Jr. before his tragic death, and it seemed like all he ever wanted to do was be an actor, but there was all kinds of pressure on him to get into politics, to be a lawyer. He failed the bar exam. I think it probably embarrassed him. But did you ever have those type of societal pressures on you being a Roosevelt that you couldn't do what you wanted to do?
You know, I haven't. I have basically always wanted to be a writer, and my parents have been incredibly supportive of me, and they're, supportive of all artists. But I do have several other family members who are lawyers and who are interested in politics, because that's sort of, it's a family tradition, and we grew up sort of in that world.
Does the Roosevelt name still get you good tables at restaurants?
I wish. It doesn't, unfortunately.
The whole idea of family secrets is a theme throughout the book. And how do the secrets of a family with a significant prominence, like the one in the book, compare to secrets of, say, a blue-collar family?
You know, I think they're kind of, I think they're really similar. And I think that, I think every single type of family, whether it's a two-person family or a 12-person family, they just have so many myths and stories and oftentimes scandals that go into their background. So, it's really why I wrote this book, is that I love family stories of all kinds, and so I wanted to write one.
Well, do you almost get the sense that families with a name behind them, whether it's Roosevelt, Kennedy, or in the book the Whitbys, they take greater pains to hide secrets rather than blue collar families, where the secret's out, it's out. Dad's a plumber, nobody really cares about him. His name's never going to be in the newspaper.
You know, I kind of don't think so, actually. I think that there's so many expectations so many different types of expectations that a family can give you, whether it is, how they want you to act or what profession they want you to go into. If your dad's a plumber, maybe you're expected to be a plumber. And I think that those secrets that the families have are probably kept very, very close. But maybe hidden from different communities. So maybe they don't. Maybe if you wouldn't want to tell your neighbors a secret, whereas the Whitbys maybe want to keep the secret out of the news if it would end up in the news.
There have been over the years countless portrayals of your family in the media. PBS had a terrific documentary a few years ago. What's it like for you as an offspring of that family to read and see things about your relatives who were so well known?
My parents are incredibly down to earth, and so I just have spent much of my life feeling very normal. But when I do read about the Roosevelts in the news, I often feel lucky and impressed by, especially by FDR and Eleanor, because their legacy is really one of doing good work in the world and social consciousness, and that's something that that I'm proud to be related to.
All right. Well, the book is Baby of the Family. It's by Maura Roosevelt. The book's available now wherever your fine books are sold. Maura, just a fantastic debut novel here. I know it's not the first thing you've written, but it's the first novel you've published. So congratulations on that. And thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Thanks. It was great to talk to you.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.